The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Every seat on Richmond City Council will be on the ballot in November. VPM News reporter Barry Green Jr. has more.
For the first time since the city's redistricting, residents will cast their ballots for council representatives. Several districts currently have three-way races, and at least eight first-time candidates will vie for the seats. The Diamond District Development, the Shaco Project, as well as the introduction of the Zoning Advisory Committee will all be issues that council will contend with following the election. Council President Kristen Nye is not seeking re-election after serving one term in the leadership role, and Councilor Andreas Addison has announced his bid for mayor. Barry Green Jr., VPM News.
A chemical manufacturing plant in Hopewell is aiming to renew a federal air pollution permit. Advansix is among the largest nitrogen oxide emitters in the Commonwealth, according to the Bay Journal. The chemical can cause harm to both people and the environment. The company is also currently renewing its wastewater discharge permit. The plant is at the site of the 1970s Keypone disaster, which sickened area residents and polluted the nearby James River. State and federal officials say Nexus Services promised to secure immigrants' release on bond, but concealed and misrepresented the true nature and costs of its services. The August County-based company, which provides services for immigrants in federal detention, has been ordered to pay more than $800 million in restitution and penalties in a lawsuit alleging it used deceptive and abusive tactics. That's according to the Associated Press. The Tuesday judgment would send restitution to federal authorities and penalties to New York, Virginia, and Massachusetts. Nexus said in a statement it will appeal the judgment. Charlottesville police plan to place 10 cameras throughout the city in an effort to tamp down gun violence and vehicle thefts. The flock safety cameras will photograph license plates to assist law enforcement in investigations. A 12-month pilot program is planned, and that could begin by the end of the summer. Police Chief Michael Kochis addressed City Council earlier this week.
There are jurisdictions in Virginia that have speed cameras, but they can only use them in school zones and work zones, yeah. I believe. And so that is different because you get a ticket in the mail and it's for traffic infractions.
Right.
This is not for that.
Similar flock programs are in place in Richmond and Harrisonburg, among other cities, according to meeting documents. Council members focused questions on how the data would be stored, reviewed, and accessed. Kochis said quarterly updates involving feedback from the community, council, and the city's police civilian oversight board would be put in place during the pilot. The National Weather Service confirmed that on Wednesday, a tornado touched down in Northumberland and Richmond counties. The 100-mile-per-hour winds pulled down power lines and trees and took roofs off of some homes, according to WRIC. The Weather Service says the tornado moved across 5 miles of land in the Northern Neck. Local officials are currently assessing the damage and arranging for debris to be removed. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.